Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Daddy's company.
But he said I could. Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
We're back at 7, Team Till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. New video up. Check it out, too. Brand spanking new one. And it's on sales pipelines. If you'd like to know how to forecast sales a little bit better, you'll find it there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the poll question right there on the homepage, too, and the blog and all the other things there. Rich Gaydon is our guest. Rich is the publisher, the writer, the chief economist, and the janitor over at Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. As I've said many times before, if you're a Republican, you want to know what he says. If you're a Democrat, you want to know what he's up to. Rich, this is Super Tuesday. Today is Super Tuesday. Tell us what that means.
Well, it's the day, the one day every 4 years where the most primary election activities take place on the same day. The actual number changes from year to year. 4 years ago, there were 21 Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses on the Republican side, 23 on the Democratic side. This year, there were only 10 mm-hmm. on the Republican side. And the reason that number changes is because the states continually jockey for position, because having the national press corps and all the candidates and all the mm-hmm. advertising makes a huge difference to these states. I mean, a state like South Carolina, I mean, at one point, CNN told me they had 200 people in South Carolina to cover the South Carolina primary.
Wow.
And that's just one news organization.
It's to South Carolina's advantage to go early, not to be part of Super Tuesday. So does this mean eventually we're going to start holding primaries 2 years before the election somewhere?
Well, it was a real possibility, Jim, that this cycle, that Iowa was going to move its caucuses up into December, if necessary. So, yeah, I mean,
Rich, when I was working my way through college, I worked for Sears. And I remember when I started working there, they started putting up Christmas stuff and playing Christmas music the 1st of November. 6 years and a half later, when I left, they were doing it at the 1st of October.
Yeah. When I was doing that, it was for an outfit called Two Guys from Harrison, no longer in business, but... But we used to sell off all of the summer stuff on the 4th of July.
Yeah,
a huge
4th
of July sale to get rid of all the summer
stuff. But that's the opposite problem we got now. And so how many states do we have today? 10?
10.
All right. And what did you say? At one point in time, there were 23?
Just 4 years ago, the Democrats had 23, yeah.
Right.
Ago, Republicans had 21.
So to be more correct, be more accurate, we should really call this the Not-So-Super Tuesday.
Yeah, I called it Semi-Super Tuesday.
Semi-Super. I like that better. Like semi-sweet chocolate. Okay. So 10 states. Why does today matter?
It matters because Romney has been on a roll. He's won 5 straight events.
Including Washington and most recently.
Yeah, Washington most recently, which were caucuses, and if he can win Ohio, he's likely to win at least 4 of the 10, probably 5. But if he can get to 6, which would include winning Tennessee, that would be a huge marker for him, and it would signal the donors to Gingrich and Santorum, not to Paul, but
so
to
Tennessee
the other
and Ohio are the anointers,
leverage points, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because...
I think he's going to win Ohio fairly easily.
Really?
Actually, because, you look at the polling, and this is why polls are so difficult if you don't do this like as a full-time job, as I do and you do as a semi-super full-time job. It's not just looking at today's polls, where the last poll that was reported last night has Romney up 1 point, 37-36. But if you go back a week and see where he's come from, Romney was down 12
Yeah.
And so he's on it. He's got the momentum going his way.
Hasn't that been pretty typical, though, in a lot of these races that he's won, where he was down terribly a week or so before, and then he wound up winning?
Well, except when it's not, when he lost South Carolina.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well,
that's
up dramatically. And when he lost Colorado when he was up dramatically.
South Carolina, that's so yesterday, though, Rich. So Tennessee is a big deal because Tennessee is a more conservative state, and that would typically tend to go for Santorum.
Santorum. It's a much higher percentage of self-identified evangelicals among the Republican potential voters. 25% of the vote is already in. And Santorum leads in that in the early voting.
So Romney would gladly give Santorum Tennessee and take Ohio.
I'm not sure he'd gladly do it. He'd want to be very close, but he'll take if he loses Ohio. If Romney loses Ohio, that's very problematic.
If Romney loses Ohio, we're into the summer now, then, aren't we?
We're into June 5th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I mean, I was talking about this the other day. Everybody says, well, this makes them better candidates, people that have no idea what they're talking about. Romney's been doing this for 5.5 years. He's not the best candidate that ever has been, but this is as good as he's going to get. He's not going to get any better, and this is it. You know, like it or not like it, I still think he's going to be the nominee. But but what it really does, Jim, let's go back in time and go back to that we're tired of talking about South Carolina, but let's pretend that Romney had won South Carolina, then won Florida, then won Nevada, and it would have effectively been over, within the first 2 or 3 weeks. Conservatives would have had the conservative wing of the Republican Party would have had a legitimate gripe that their guys never really had a chance. Romney was so well organized,
anointed,
so well financed that he just
as if
locked
he were
them out.
Yeah.
But now, because this is going so long, no matter who wins, the other wing of the party can say, well, you know, our guy had a fair shot. We got our message.
It's what's beautiful about America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.